Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about how to get more visitors to your clients' websites. This is really important. When you design a website for a client, it's not just about the look of the website. They actually want a return on their investment. So whether they're selling products or services, they want to get visitors to their website so that they can market to them. And they want their ideal visitor, their avatar. So if you're not doing that in your meetings with your clients, you know, finding out who their audience is, what their avatar is, and not, you know, taking a look at site architecture and making sure that the site is laid out properly, you need to do that. But what are some of the things that you can do to get visitors to your website? And we're only going to talk about one today, and that's content marketing, because that is the most powerful, important, and it's what the search engines love. I promise I'm letting Tim talk. He's going to talk right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like everyone kind of brings up this cliche, but with websites, you know, if you build it, they will come is not true. You can't just build a website and expect visitors. And sometimes clients, they think that. They think that you can just, launch a new website, and if it looks good and it makes, you know, their services highlighted and blah, 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 then they're going to get a ton of clients from it. But you actually need traffic, and traffic's not easy to get. I agree with David. The number one way to get traffic to your clients' websites is encouraging them to do content marketing or doing it for them, of course. It's not a short-term play. It takes time. It takes consistency, but it is by far the most cost-effective way to get clients or visitors to your clients' websites. And then additionally, too, clients will say, oh, I want to rank for this keyword. How do I rank for this keyword? Well, you can't just go and rank for that keyword if you have no authority within Google. But content marketing, not only is it going to get you traffic to those blog posts directly, if you're doing really good keyword research, but it's also going to help you rank for those more broad keywords too, because Google's going to see, hey, they have a lot of content. They're solving a lot of people's problems. They're getting a lot of traffic. That means overall, they're a reputable and authoritative website. Therefore, we should rank them higher for some of these more broad, high traffic keywords too.
Yeah. And the trick is not about, creating one insanely awesome post. It's about consistency. You know, search engines want to see regular, consistent posting to your website, and again, helpful, valuable information. You know, a search engine's job, when a user comes to Google, for example, and puts in a search query, is to return the most relevant, valuable information to that searcher. So it's not to return the best sales copy pitch, you know, in the world to that user. So make sure that your content is very helpful and useful. Do not be afraid to teach people how to do things that you do in your business. I promise you it's going to pay off tenfold if you do that. They're going to trust you. They're going to love you. Google's going to love you because you're putting out valuable, relevant information, and they know it. Search engines are smart enough to know, you know, when you're putting fluff out, when you're putting the real deal out. So content marketing, very important. Do it. If you're not blogging and you're a business owner, add a blog to your website today. Start writing at least one blog post a week. And I would make it a minimum of probably 700 to 1,000 words a week and make it useful to your niche. So, for example, if you're a plumber and your audience is people that need help with plumbing, you know, whether it's fixing something in their house or, you know, plumbing a new room, an addition, a new house or whatever, don't be afraid to teach them how to fix a leaky faucet. You know, don't be afraid to show them where to get the best resources and stuff for fixing it and stuff. I promise you it's going to pay off for you in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. So if your clients are wanting more traffic to their sites, encourage them. Content marketing, simplify it and or I guess a good way to simplify is have them solve their visitors' problems in the form of blog posts. It's really as simple as that. If you're solving problems, Google's going to help bring you the right people that are looking for solutions to those problems. It's really doesn't need to be any more complicated than that.
Awesome. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Is it important to stay up to date with the latest design trends? Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.